Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today, I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning some data that was recently published by our milk market administrator. When we think about protein production and we think about fat production on our dairy farms, it's very, very important because that directly relates to our paychecks. So, as we think about that, what happened in 2019, we actually saw an increase in the percentage fat found in milk shipped off Kansas dairy farms. We averaged 3.917% butter fat, and protein test was also up, averaging 3.185%. As you look at monthly averages, we typically lose 0.15 to maybe 0.4% on butterfat during summer heat stress. As we look at protein, we see the same sort of situation that we generally see a drop in milk protein during the heat stress during the summer. So as you think about things that you might be able to do to maintain a higher milk check this summer, you need to really be spending some time with your nutritionist to determine what you might be able to do to increase butterfat percentages during the summer, as well as protein percentages during the summer, so that we can receive a higher amount of income in our milk checks during summer heat stress. So this is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, urging our dairy farmers to take a look at component production on their farms to see what they can do to increase production during the summer to help maintain higher levels of milk income coming onto the farm.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.